Can I ask you a question?
Kan jag spela dig en spårning?
Why are you sitting here?
Kvar jag sitter det här?
Anybody have an answer?
Har några svar? Worship God.
Why else?
Vad annat? To be touched by him.
Anybody else?
Några andra?
Why are you here?
Kui är du här? To try this new church out. See what it's like.
Be careful.
Answer there.
For those of you who've grown up in the church,
de som är uppvuxna i samkommande,
I feel sorry for you.
Jag är rädd för att du.
Because I did the same thing.
För jag har erfarit detsamma.
In the most difficult part about my spiritual journey,
the third first of my andlig färd,
is keeping it fresh.
Det är vara frisk eller sunnor eller nuttur.
I forget to ask questions.
Och jag glömmer att spela spurningar.
Because I've already been told what to do, what to say, and how to think.
Det är långt sagt mig vad jag ska göra, vad jag ska säga och hur jag ska huxa.
So I just exist.
So jag existerar bara.
Then I become cold.
So jag blir kallter.
Calloused.
Lika glaver.
And very simply put, I'm just not very nice.
Och helt enkelt, inte några särliga behagliga eller goda.
I lose that spark of the mystery of the faith.
Missa brusen eller geisten som är i min trygg.
We just took communion.
Just teach it our brain and win.
But did we experience the mystery?
Men upplevde vi ett mysterium i utöj.
Can you imagine the first time Christ invited the disciples to do that?
Kan du huxa dig om första fär Jesus bjöd lärsvännen att lottaka av hessen?
They had no idea what he was saying.
De hade unga idé för vad det var som han säger.
They could not fathom that 2,000 years later in Tórshavn.
Tær skilta alls ikki at 2,000 år setna í Tórshavn.
God's children would be doing the same thing.
For Guds børn at gera just the same.
If that does not send chills up the back of our spine,
tær ikki fer okkum at fáa gásu.
We've lost the mystery.
So how it missed mysterium yoytu.
Why have we lost the mystery?
We have missed that mysterium.
Because our faith has become very scientific.
It's
become purely historical, factual, and measurable.
Hon er grunda á ta sövliga og hon er grunda á fakta og hon er grunda á ta sum tú kanst nema við.
Jesus said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you."
Jesus segir at tilvaldu ikki meg, eg utvaldi tykkum.
And every day I have to look in the mirror of my soul and say, God, now what?
Og kvann dag má eg hitja í spegilin í mínu sál og sé út hvað nú.
Okay, that's a really nice saying that we put on ourselves, a really nice label saying, yes, I am a Christian.
Ja, við hava eins og pen og yfirskriftina. Ja, eg er ein sikvandi ein kristen.
Why are you a Christian?
Men kví ertu ein kristen?
Somehow we have the mindset that it's something that we have achieved, like buying a car.
Og ein annan hátt so hava þessa hugsan at hinna kanska vit hava just show sum til dømis at kaupa ein bil.
Okay, well, a car only lasts for 10 years, so it's more like buying a home.
Bilin hava verið heldur bara 20 år, so kanska meira lukt at kaupa at heim.
Something that I've done, I've signed the dotted line, And it's my responsibility to maintain it.
Eg havi gjørt det. Eg skrivi undir og til mun uppgáva at við lukka halda det.
Do you really think that's what the faith is about?
Halda det vel at tit hesum trykkvin snúsjum.
Okay, so I'm a child of God. Now what?
Okay, eg er barn Guds, men hvat nú?
We're going to look at 1 Peter 3:15 because we opened the topic of postmodernism this morning and how to engage with that.
For hitch after fyrir pastor 3:15 to toss out fyrir morgun om kussu vit fyrir halda okkum í postmodernism.
To be a child of God, it's more than learning how to have a conversation.
A vera at Guds barn til meir enn bara at du at hava ein samtale.
I could actually teach you all of my philosophical tricks.
Eg kunnu gott vaska kun öll mun filosofiske tricks
that I've been learning for the last 15 years.
Sum eg hava lært for örum seinast 15 ár.
And it would mean absolutely nothing to you.
Og sé var onkan sum helst tutning fyrir tykkum.
It would also mean absolutely nothing to the people you're having conversations with.
Og hevur alls ongan tutning heldur fyrir fólk sum tit tosa við.
This man's job is not here to tell you what to do.
Of course, your hes man on the issue at the here or fortella the kun kati skulu gera
as your shepherd and pastor.
Sum tekur liar.
He is here in the Faroe Islands to show you how to be.
Han er her í føroyum at vísa kussu vit skulu vera.
God has not created us to be human doings.
Gud hevur ikki skapt okkum at vera menneskjaligir gerar.
He's created us to be human beings.
Han hevur skapt okkum at vera nakar sum menneskj.
To live in the mystery and taste freedom.
A leva í sum landarum og kenna kvat frelsi verli er.
Every religion in the world will tell you what to do.
Allar religionar heimsins sia per hvat vi skulu gera.
That's not why Christ came.
Men tað er ikki tess vegna at Jesus kom.
He came to seek and to save the lost and to set us free.
Hann kom at leita at tað sum taftir og at seta okkum í frelsi.
Could you read 1 Peter 3:15, yeah?
Og við lesa fyrir Petrus 3:15. Nei, halgi Herran Kristus og hjørstum tekkara. Og verja alt til reiar að verja tekkum fyrir einan og hverjum og krefa tekkum til roknskap fyrir vonna sum uttekkum er. Tó vi spek fyrir.
What's the word sanctify?
Og atta.
Og atta?
No, I wasn't finished.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. Halgi. Sanctify. Halgi.
Halgi. I don't like using that word. It's in the Bible, but it's too biblical. And I'm being sarcastic because we use terminology from the Bible today. We don't know what it means.
So let's
chip away at the definition.
So let us definera det.
To sanctify means to made to be holy.
Halka til at gerast til at vera heilagur.
Great.
Gott.
One word that I don't know what means defined by another word that I don't know what it means.
Eitt orð sum ikki skilu hvat er, definera við ein orð sum ikki veit heldur hvat er.
Sanctify means to be holy. Holy means to be set apart.
Avera halkavur mesha avera heilavur avera heilavur mesha avera settur til sujus.
It's getting easier, isn't it?
So no sure that and the better.
What does it mean to be set apart?
Ka mesha the avera settur til sujus.
What does it mean to be in the world but not of the world?
Ka mesha the avera ui heiminum men ikki av heiminum.
I'm sure Jekvin uses this analogy because we have the same professors. But I'll repeat it again.
It's
taking a glass of water. And pouring oil in the water. What happens? The oil goes down and then floats back to the top, does it not?
Oljan fyrir fyrst til botns og so kemur hon upp aftur.
Is the oil in the water?
Er oljan í vatninum?
Yes or no?
Ja eller nei.
How many yes? How many no? How many don't know?
That's right.
It's not a trick question. It's okay. The oil is in the water. The water is in the oil. But they are separate.
Ja, oljan är I vatten och vatten är olja, men lika det är till sunt och skilt.
They're touching.
De nema korsamma.
But they're two different elements.
Men lika det är det helt kvörsut.
That's a very practical explanation to you and I on what happens when we go from the darkness to the light.
At er ein einfalt mynd fyri at vísa hvat hendir við ferra ur myrkrunum inn í ljósið.
What does it mean to be saved?
Hvat betyðir at kann merkja at vera frelstur?
What does it mean to experience salvation?
Hvat merkja ta at uppleva frelsuna?
I have no idea.
Eg veit alls ikki.
We both took the class.
Vi tók bæir klassanar.
We spent 3 months studying the whole concept of salvation.
Trúðamannar bæra að granska konseptið hvað frelsan er.
I've continued that study for the last 10 years.
Og eg held nú áfram við hesum granskan þeir sístu 20 ár.
And the more I study it, the more I realize I don't understand it.
Og tað smæra eg granski tað, tað smæra skilji at
How could God, the infinite, take something finite from the darkness to the light? Why would he even want to do that?
Hvussu kann Gud sum er evigur taka nakað sum er deilt ur myrkrunum inn í ljósið? Hví skuldi hann heldi ikki gera
tað? That is beyond our comprehension.
Tað er langt umfram fyrir okkara hugsan.
We won't know until we get to heaven.
Vi koma alls ikki vita ta vel fyrir vi koma til himmals.
As children of God, let's stop pretending that we know.
So sum Guds barn lat okkum gevast at læra sum at vit vita.
What salvation is.
Hva frelsan er.
Because when we pretend to know what it is, we lose the mystery.
Tí at vit læra sum at vit vita, kað er so missa vit mysterium í altu.
So we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We're sanctified, we're holy, we're set apart like the oil and water.
So við eru í heiminum, ikki av heiminum, við eru settu sugis, men við eru sum vatn, ikki í vatn, men sama vatn.
Goes on, the verse says to give an account for the hope that is in you.
So sigur at aftur leiðir at geva ein kvørjum la verja til ein kvørjum geva til rokkenskap for vónna sum við tekur.
Yet, it ends the verse by saying with gentleness and reverence.
Men tó endar versið við að segja við spakfuri og við ætta.
Excuse me as I wave to my son. Xavier, hi.
Sonur hans er stóð út.
People know if you're looking up to them or down at them.
Fuck kenna om du sært upp til tærra ella hekur niður at.
How many have a boss or a manager that looks down at them? How many bosses are in the crowd?
Cuz they have a stjóra sum ser niður at. Ella kusna hava stjóra sum ella kusna er stjóra her.
It doesn't happen here, but usually like when you go through customs.
Not here.
I'm being careful. I know we have a man sitting here. But usually in America, or if you go in Europe, when you go through customs at an airport, they're not the type of people giving respect.
So
that's not part of their job. They want to scrutinize and look into the eyes of the people coming into their country to make sure they're safe. Initially, we're not nervous. Until they start interrogating. How many went to Russia before communism fell? Anybody? Were you nervous when you went into the country the first time? No. I was.
Jeg var.
If we go to China today,
om vi færre til Kina i dag,
you will be nervous.
So, først og fremst.
Because they will interrogate you.
Så jeg tenker at kanna det ut I æsser.
Even if you have nothing to hide.
Selv om du ikke har å gøyme.
You feel like you do.
Så føler du som om at du har å gøyme.
That's how we approach the non-Christian.
Og så lais vit mengan I vit vantrykvant.
That's how we fail at living this verse.
Og så lais livet ikke opp til hett her verset som vi just har lys.
Jesus says, you want to know what it means to be a believer, a follower of Christ.
Jesus säger, vill ha vita att det är som det mesta av en tryckvare, en tryckvare, en efterfinnsare, Kristus här.
He said, love God.
Han säger, älska Gud.
And love your neighbor.
Och älska nästa till.
More than you love yourself.
Mera än du älskar dig själv.
I don't know what that means.
Jag vet inte vad det betyder.
Because I don't even know how to love.
Det är vad som gång ska jag välja älska.
But 1 Peter 3:15 gives me a little help.
Men 1 Peter 3:15 gemmer a sinner hjälp.
To be gentle,
have respect for
and respectful.
Och jag vill ha respekt för som åtta mer.
When I'm having a conversation with people, when I'm talking with you.
Ta jag talar med folk, ta jag talar med dig.
When somebody else at work is talking to you. We know if somebody is looking down at us or if they're looking up to us by their tone and their eyes.
So we David the monk said, "Near akon, it on the wish of a ring, with her ekna brakte or is the with her tone lay."
Are we consistent with everyone?
Eller vid lika vi all.
If somebody famous, some famous actor from Denmark came and stood here.
Onkel kjente personer eller skuespillere fra Danmark kom og stod her.
What would we do?
Hva hadde vi gjort?
If one of the top politicians came in and stood before us, what would we do?
Om en av de største politikerne kom her og stod midtlange, hva hadde vi gjort?
Let's exaggerate. Say the Queen of England came in.
Vi kan si at enska drottningen kom inn her.
Even if you're not British,
selv om vi ikke engelsk,
what would we do?
Hva hadde vi gjort?
What would you do?
God have the just.
You would stand up.
Did have the rashtikum?
I would stand up. I'm an American.
Yeah, hey, rashtik, trust me, I'm a caller.
Because her title, her role, demands that.
To yet title hennar kräver det.
How about a fisherman?
Kan vi ha någon showman?
Who's come off the sea for being gone for a year.
So just time come that I were bush right off.
He hasn't even bathed yet.
Han är sjung very bad and.
Oi.
Oi.
He walks in the door.
Han chambers in Jung Horna.
Are we going to stand up?
How do we rush to come for home?
No.
Nei.
It doesn't matter about the standing, but how we perceive people.
Det är något nytt om vi läser om men hur kostar det är det ju för första.
What does it mean to be created in the image of God?
Kan man säga att vi är skapade I bilden av Gud?
You and I should say I don't know.
Låt oss säga jag vet inte.
Because I don't know.
Tyvärr jag vet inte.
I need to be very careful.
Jag ska inte vara så mycket ansam när jag klarar.
Because God is doing something in every person's life that I'm not aware of. Even the neighbor on my right. And the one on my left that I really don't like. God is doing something. And do you know who Jesus is?
Vill du kvar med Jesus är?
You.
Two.
You and I are Jesus.
Eo tu ero Jesus.
To those who are not children of God.
Eo fyr taimus man ische ero bad guds.
Are you comfortable with that?
Eta sindra obi heilat. Asi eso.
I hope not.
I hope ich.
That frightens me.
I'm
not God. But God is in me.
God er I meg.
And I'm a reflector. I'm like a mirror. When they see me, they have to see Jesus.
Og er som en spegel at ta det suttja med, så er det suttja Jesus og mer.
Yet with gentleness and reverence.
Men korsene, ja, eller vi spekfører og eisen vi virking.
That's what it means.
Det er det som det er virkelig.